Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This whole program is packed. You want to stay connected to every part of this. We're going to talk about prophecies about these hurricanes, how God's going to be doing having outpourings in these states and these particular areas where you're seeing hurricanes come in from Bill Yacht. And we're also going to hear about what Rick Joyner's understanding from North Korea about an EMP. As a matter of fact, we're going to go to that right now. You think about electric magnetic pulse. What is that? Well, we're going to explain in just a moment, but understand this. When these things go off, you might not see it, but you will experience it.
No doubt.
Planes that run off of, they run off computers.
Oh, yeah.
They just drop out of the sky. They become bricks. Mm. You have cars. Everything is above 1970 something. Thank God my 1960.
You got computers, your iPhone, yes. iPhones, these iPads, your ability to connect to the internet.
Your generator, everything that you have is gone. As a matter of fact, let's find out what actually an EMP is first, because this is what Rick Joyner is saying of Morningstar Ministries, is that very well that North Korea, they have two satellites that go over America every single day, which should be the first thing you take down.
Hello.
And they could have an EMP in one of those satellites. And if it goes off over Kansas, well, first let's just find out. I want you to see what an EMP is. Take a look. This is actually from For the Record by The Blaze. Check it out.
No electricity for a year or more. Computers and other electronics destroyed. Planes falling out of the sky. No clean water. No food. Pandemics. As many as 300 million Americans dead in a year. This may sound like a nightmare, but a congressional committee says it could happen in the wake of an attack known as an EMP.
EMP, shorthand for electromagnetic pulse. It is generated by detonating a small, actually low-yield fission bomb approximately 200 to 250 miles above the Earth's atmosphere. That sets off what's known as the Compton effect. The gamma ray bursts from the bomb, hits the upper atmosphere, starts splitting off free electrons, sets up a static discharge that cascades through the atmosphere, and literally within milliseconds overloads the electrical grid on the surface of the Earth and can blow out the entire power grid of the United States in 1 second.
What happens when the grid comes down is there are surges of electricity that blow the big transformers. The estimate is that we could lose somewhere between 100 and 200 of those. That means that the grid would be down for a year or more.
If you are watching a plane overhead, many of them will just turn into flying bricks because modern planes are computer controlled. They come down and then the chaos starts. With the entire grid down, there's no electricity, which means no water supply, refrigeration's gone. A vast majority of cars would be short-circuited off, particularly any cars made after 1990. You lose your transportation, you lose command and control.
There's 3 days food supply in the average city, so if the trucks don't run, you run out of food very quickly.
And when we get 20 to 25 days into such an event, when everybody's out of food, how many people would be willing to kill for a McDonald's hamburger, especially if their child is starving? That's when it starts getting very ugly.
A month after this, already the effects of little or no potable drinking water, no treatment of sanitation, there's going to be a lot of diseases.
It's an existential threat to our society. It threatens the existence of our society, of our civilization, because we've never been so dependent upon technology for our survival in human history as we are today. If you have a blackout that lasts a year, no one can tell me how we can keep a population of 320 million people alive without food and water.
Most people believe that if we have not prepared, and we have not prepared, if we have not prepared for an EMP attack, that probably within the first year, maybe as many as 90% of our people will die.
90% of America's population would die. I mean, I think about Hurricane Irma that just hit. Mm. This one lady's being interviewed, and the interviewer and say, you know, talk to us.
What's going on?
And she says, You know, we have no electricity. We have no internet. We're living like beasts. I mean, it's only been a day.
Like beasts.
And she's thinking it's a beast because of internet. Remember Hurricane Sandy?
Oh, yeah.
They're concerned. The guy floated on his mattress all the way down to City Hall to say, basically, they were saying, like, charge my phone.
In Hoboken. My goodness.
Yeah. And so you want to think people last longer than that. But listen, we went through Katrina. We went through Ivan. We're going now through Irma and Harvey.
Desperate and afraid people do dangerous things. And we've seen that.
Yes.
You know,
they do.
It's not above them to hurt and even kill people to get it.
Well, we're seeing that take place even right now in Florida where, you know, stealing shoes. They went into a shoe store, broke in just to steal shoes. And when people start, that's what's so important about the law, about law enforcement and having God's blessing on
law
our country.
Law and order. Right?
Law and order. Because the moment that that's held back, you watch the criminal element just kind of come out. And then understand, that's just been a couple of days. He's talking about a year.
Well, in Hurricane Katrina down in New Orleans, I believe it was 3 to 4 days before they lost all, you know, civility.
Yes.
It's just people just going crazy. And the police left to protect their own homes.
Yes. That was a tragedy that was taken on down there. Thank God FEMA's better under a new president.
Yes.
And things are happening a lot differently. They're responding really well for Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma. But listen, this is Ted Koppel. Ted Koppel wrote a book called Lights Out. And he's talking about the electric system, the electric grid. So in that, when you hear about an EMP going off, it shuts down the electric grid. Now, what Ted Koppel's talking about, you know, from Nightline, that's Ted Koppel, he's talking about a cyber attack. But understand, worse than a cyber attack is an EMP. So when you hear a cyber attack, realize that's nothing compared to everything being shut down. And listen to how he describes what happens when the electric grid gets shut down, because that's exactly what would happen with an EMP. This is Ted Koppel. The book is Lights Out. You need to get it. Let's take a look.
When the lights go out, we usually know why.
Hurricane Sandy coming ashore on the East Coast.
Mother Nature is at it again. Most of the time, we manage to get through it. But what if the power went out in a number of states, affecting millions of people for weeks, even months?
As you were researching this, did you personally find yourself getting frightened?
I think frightened is a little bit too strong, but maybe I should have been. Yes, it's frightening. It is frightening enough that my wife and I decided we were going to buy enough freeze-dried food for all of our kids and their kids.
In his book, Lights Out, veteran journalist Ted Koppel paints a grim picture of a paralyzing power outage in the form of an all-out cyber attack on the nation's electrical grid.
Who are the potential perpetrators here? Who do we have to fear the most? Is it Russia, China, Iran, terrorists, individual actors?
All those. The interesting thing, Chip, is the ones who are most capable are the ones least likely to do it.
There are some experts who say they're already in.
Oh, they are in.
They are in.
There is no question about it.
They're into our grid.
They are already in the grid. I was told that by the former chief scientist of NSA. He stated categorically the Russians are in, the Chinese are in. The Iranians may be on the verge of getting in. And then at the bottom of the capability scale are folks like ISIS, terrorist groups.
The power grid is the system interconnecting North America's supply of electricity. If one area has particularly heavy demand, power from another region can sometimes serve as backup. The downside to all this? If a hacker manages to take down an entire grid, a huge portion of the country, along with parts of Canada, could go down with it. The primary reason? Like so much else these days, the grid relies heavily on the internet.
We have a sort of a joke in our security industry that there's no secure system. The only secure one is unplugged, turned off, and buried under 6 feet of concrete.
Larry Pesci should know. He's a cybersecurity consultant who gets paid to find glitches in business computer networks. In other words, he's a hacker who works for the good guys.
In the last 6 years, you know, of me doing testing full-time, there has never been a customer that we've been to that we have not gotten in.
At 5:28 Tuesday evening, give or take a few seconds, an estimated 30 million people in the northeastern United States were plunged into an eerie blackness.
Wide-scale outages are nothing new. In 1965, a huge blackout in the Northeast left more than 30 million without power for almost 13 hours.
New Yorkers have taken it in stride, have they, as far as you've been able to see?
No, they haven't.
You gotta ask them that.
In 1977, New York City was plunged into darkness again, this time resulting in looting and other crimes.
There have been massive power outages, blackouts.
And in 2003, overgrown trees were partly to blame for a blackout that affected 8 states and part of Canada, some 50 million people. That one lasted up to 4 days in some areas. But our next electric failure could be just a keystroke away.
I'm not sure I know why it hasn't happened yet. It's definitely not for, you know, not for lack of capability on various parts, whether it be us or an enemy. I think it comes down to timing, and I think we need to make the right people mad at the right time.
You would think the one entity that would be ready for something like this is the Department of Homeland Security.
Yes.
Are they ready?
No. I mean, I've talked to every former Secretary of Homeland Security, and they all acknowledge there is no plan.
You described the conversation as prickly at one point.
Well, it got prickly because I kept asking, what's the plan? Why wait until disaster strikes? Why not tell him, do you have a plan? And he just sort of pointed up at a shelf filled with white binders, and he said, look, I'm sure there's something up there somewhere.
We wanted to find out for ourselves, but both the White House and the Department of Energy declined our requests for an on-camera interview. The Department of Homeland Security also refused to speak on camera. Instead, we were given a statement, which reads in part, to be clear, the Department of Homeland Security has a plan. We, along with the Department of Energy, coordinate national efforts to strengthen the security and resilience of the electric grid. We also work with energy sector partners to promote the security and resilience of the grid through myriad activities both seen and unseen. Next, we reached out to some of the big electric companies. They refused to speak with us as well.
Ted Koppel says the government basically has no plan. Is he right?
No, he's not right.
So we turned to Paul Stockton, a former Defense Department official whose duties included cybersecurity.
The government is building plans very, very quickly now to help manage the consequences of an attack on the grid, but also to make sure that government systems are more resilient against attack.
Are the power companies today prepared to respond to a large-scale cyber attack on the grid?
Power companies today are strengthening their ability to respond to an attack and restore power more quickly.
Still, Stockton admits,
their readiness is not where it needs to be, given that the adversary continues to strengthen the sophistication of the weapons that will be used against the United States.
Is this something? You're thinking about it. Do you have a plan? Or they'll have a plan. This is Ted Koppel. He wrote this book, Lights Out. You got to get it to get an understanding of what he's talking about fully. But know this, that we have an enemy. It's not just a cyber enemy, which, of course, North Korea did do a cyber attack on an American company called Sony.
That's right.
And the whole, I mean, they didn't come to the White House for other things, but they came to the White House for an economic hack of Sony. And now we have literally the leader of North Korea Rocket Man, as the president refers to him, firing rockets off and saying, I'm going to turn the lights out. That's the words he uses, lights out on America. And he just keeps firing these rockets over Japan. Japan is our friends, you know, threatening South Korea. They want to take over South Korea. But you know what? There was a prophetic word given. It was a dream that Dmitry Duderman had. And in this dream, God showed him North Korea, Russia, and China making a covenant against America. This North Korean leader, they don't have the money to do that kind of stuff. Guess who borders the northern border of North Korea? Guess who set the first leader in North Korea? It was Russia that set the first leader in there. Russia and China both border the northern borders of North Korea. They know what's going on. According to this prophetic word, this is them egging things on. And you want to pray that we don't get in a war over in the China Sea, because some of the things he said with that were, or if we do get distracted over there and something happens in the center of our United States, all of a sudden all of our resources are being used up and something comes into America from the south it begins to hit our nuclear sites and causes something to happen. And you can see with an EMP and these different things. Listen, when we get back from this break, we're going to talk to you, hear from Rick Joyner himself, talking about two satellites from North Korea goes over our country every single day. And all they have to do is have an EMP in one of those satellites. And if it goes over Kansas City, he's going to tell us what happens to all of America and how 90% of the population could be gone in less than 365 days, 1 year. We're going to go right. We've been talking about, you know, what is the viewpoint of Rick Joyner, who understand this. Rick Joyner has the Oak Initiative.
Yes.
You know, retired General Jerry Boykin's been with him. Other generals have been. He's been in company with the leaders. What was the book?
The Research
what was
Council?
The book that Kamal Saleem wrote with the Jerry Boykin? Think about that book. But it's a fiction book, but it's really not. It comes from the perspective of a radical jihadist terrorist who Kamal Saleem was, but he got saved, gave his life to the Lord, and also a general in the U.S. Military. And they bring it together. And what the coalition is what it's called. And the ultimate goal was oil. You know, Iran wants Saudi Arabia.
That was the end game.
The end game was Iran wants Saudi Arabia. So when you see our president going to Saudi Arabia and strengthening the Muslim alliance against the radical Islamic terrorism, that's a big deal. That's
sure.
a huge deal. And so you're looking right here. Now we're looking at our president's UN speech. He was speaking directly to North Korea, and he was referred to him as the Rocket Man. He was calling him that because so we could remember it, but also the fact that he's firing rocket after rocket after rocket off. Well, think about it. He puts a nuclear payload on there. He puts an EMP on there, and that thing can reach California. California, if it was a country, it'd be like equal to the eighth largest country in regards to the economy. Well, if that happens, it just shuts it down. And we heard from Rick Wiles. And Rick Wiles,
True News,
he saw specifically a city being hit. So we can pray that doesn't happen. And
there's
so,
only three grids. You've got, you know, the West Coast, yes. East Coast, and Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
and
not.
He saw a whole city being on fire because it got hit. And God shows us something sometimes so we can pray that it doesn't happen. But now we have this person, North Korea, the leader of North Korea, talking about he wants to take America
openly.
Out. He wants to turn the lights out. That's EMP talk. What's the name of Lights Out?
Lights Out.
That's the book.
Ted Koppel's book.
It's called Lights Out. And he's saying, I want to turn the lights out. That's EMP language.
And he has the ability. It's not that people are making threats.
Right.
It's a threat, and they have the ability to do it.
So we want to join Rick Joyner with Jim Baker. He's talking specifically about this North Korean threat. Let's go there now.
I just wanted to ask about the generals. You know a lot of generals. I think you have generals on your board as well. Do you have any information of what is going on with Korea, what is going on in the world with maybe Iran? But what's really happening? Is this part of the at war with Korea and Iran?
Yeah. Well, they're real threats, you know, and you understand the EMP threat.
Yes.
Electromagnetic pulse. You've had Forsham on your program.
Yes.
I think it's the greatest threat.
Yes.
North Korea has two satellites flying over us every day. They shouldn't be allowed.
No.
If I were president today, they would come down today.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, you're not flying a satellite. Yeah. Over us.
We've had generals on our show said he would have them shot out of the sky.
I would too. Because they could be carrying what could be used as an EMP, which is you only need a low yield nuclear device at those altitudes would wipe out the electrical grid of the U.S. Wow. Forsham estimated 80% of Americans would die in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
The CIA did a study on that about the same time. Jerry was with the CIA.
Yes.
He said they estimated 90% would die in the first year. There'd be no more deliveries of food or anything. It'd be Houston for the whole country. No power, no cars moving, nothing.
If we think it's bad in Houston when people are stranded, this would be totally shut down of the United States of America.
Well, remember when they said they had exploded a hydrogen bomb? And it was so small, everybody... So that's not such a big deal. That's not a big deal. It was the exact size and released the exact low yield, you know, radiation that you use for an EMP.
Mm, wow.
All they have to do is put one 200 miles over Kansas. The whole country's wiped out. Wow. No more electricity, no computers, no cars will work, except for ones built before 1976 or something like that that don't have computers. Right. We're grounded. I mean, this could be, this is the real threat. Now, they could put one in a fishing trawler right off our coast. This is something that cannot be allowed. They could do that to Japan, even though Japan has hardened their grid. Russia's supposedly hardened their grid. China's hardened their grid. South Korea's hardened their grid. Almost everybody but America's hardened their grid. We're the most vulnerable in the world right now. And one of the threats North Korea made about us, they said, we're going to turn your lights out. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? What are they preparing for?
That's EMP.
That's EMP.
Absolutely.
And if you understand EMP, they can explode the device in space, do no damage on the Earth, not kill or wound anybody on the Earth. Mm-hmm. But it'll kill us by starving us in every other way. This is the greatest threat now. And I wonder if some of the military people in our administration right now are really facing that part. Now, I think Trump gets it.
He does.
Yeah. And
and that was one of the things he ran on.
Yeah. Now, another thing that is a real serious threat to us, we've got our attention on all these other things now, but I tell you, ISIS and Al-Qaeda, they are using this time. And if we do have people in top positions in our administration that do not really understand the Muslim Brotherhood and what a threat it is to America. It was designated a terrorist organization by Saudi Arabia, by Egypt, by many other Middle Eastern countries. They understand who the Muslim Brotherhood is. On the front page of their website until a few years ago, in plain English, their mission statement was the destruction of America, using our own constitution, political correctness, and all this against us. That was their mission, to destroy America. Then you have the Homeland Security trial in Texas. You have all this that proves everything about them. And we've got military leaders, top positions in our government right now, who don't understand the Muslim Brotherhood. How can, you know, basic military thing, you cannot cannot defeat an enemy you don't understand or don't see.
There it is. This whole program has been leaning up to that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.